News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
We want to know, should people be brought to court if they don't fix leaks on their property? Because that's according to a Green Party councillor, Kieran Cuff, who joins us on the line. Kieran, good morning.
Good morning to you.
We heard at the outset of the programme today the good weather conditions. It's led to some of the water systems perhaps cracking in parts where there's already current leaks in areas. There's now further problems because of even water shortages. With these water shortages, who do you think should be held responsible now for fixing the leaks?
Well, I think that it's a combination. Irish Water should be fixing leaks on public roads, on public lands. But I think more needs to be done about leaks on private property. And I say that because there's a really annoying leak that came my way in the last few days. Somebody just rang me up and said, look, there's a leak on the Cabra Road for the last 6 weeks and nothing has been done about it. And I went up there and found a big pool of water spilling out onto the public road. I got onto Irish Water and they said they would come back to me, and they did. And they said it's on private land and we can't do anything about it. And I don't think that's good enough. And I had a look at the legislation, and the Water Services Act from 2007 says that Irish Water can prosecute if somebody is just allowing water to be wastefully leaked. So I think Irish Water need to up their game a little bit.
Is it a case, though, Kieran, that people may not know that? Because obviously we had the introduction of water charges initially. We know what stemmed from that. Presumably that would have meant that the responsibility or the aim of Irish Water to preserve water, they would have, in many cases, had we have been paying water charges, would have actually fixed these leaks. So who's responsible? Like, is it the local authority, the county council? Is it you, Kieran Cuff, as a householder? Are you fully responsible for any leak now that comes from your property?
Well, I think it's very confusing because there are no longer charges for domestic water use. But in this instance, it's a block of flats. And actually, if you're leaving the entrance to the block of flats, you have to walk through this giant puddle. So I'd say the people living there know it. I've no doubt they've reported it to the management company or the owner. And in fact, if it is a block of flats, the owner should be paying water charges. So I'll look into that issue separately. But I think there's a bit of confusion. A lot of people think that water is completely free, but it actually costs the best part of €1,000 a year to supply a household with water. And I think we need to realise that it is a precious resource. And at times like this, when there's not enough water around in big cities like Dublin, we really need to tackle leaks. And so I guess one thing that Irish Water should do is certainly talk about taking people to court, if not actually doing it. There's another issue as well, though. There used to be a great website called taptips.ie, and it told you what to do to conserve water. Up until a few years, it was very informative. But now I look online and taptips.ie is down. So I think somebody in the Department of Housing and Planning didn't pay the bill. So I think that's another kind of thing for the Minister for Housing to put onto his checklist.
Okay, so just with this suggestion or this idea, how much do you think people should be fined if there's a leak from their own private property spilling out or pouring out onto the public roads?
Well, I think, and this is in a commercial property, a block of flats, and I think if nothing is being done about it, and if the owners have been informed, and if the leak goes on for 6 weeks or more, I think they should be paying certainly the full price of the water that's wasted, but maybe a fine that would concentrate their mind.
Okay, well, presumably maybe in some cases, like, you know, in a block of apartments or whatever it is, there's possibly a management company that may have a role in that. I don't know in relation to that specific case, but just specifically, Kieran, you know, on a household, if there's a house where the water is pouring out, what do you think should happen?
I think if you've been told about the leak, if a couple of months have gone by, or if a month has gone by, I think you should be paying a few hundred euro of a fine, because I think we know that water supplies are really at a knife edge in Dublin. It's a phrase we hear every year. And we need to really focus people's attention on this. And certainly something needs to be done on that. But more needs to be done on water conservation and indeed water harvesting. We've been talking about this for the best part of a decade.
Can I just ask here, because we've a text in from a listener here who's wondering, why can't we take Irish Water to court for not fixing the leaks?
That's an interesting suggestion, and there might be an opportunity there to compel Irish Water to take action. I certainly, they're talking a lot about conservation in the last few days, and I think they need to be doing a little bit more about it themselves.
Okay, so what's your message to them this morning?
I think my message to them is do a little bit more about leaks on private property. Don't wash your hands off this. Take action. Bring property owners to court and make sure that if there's leaks going on for weeks on end, that you take more action.
OK, we'll leave it there for the moment. My thanks to Green Party councillor Kieran Cuff for joining us.